Today on our program, we are going to talk about probably one, if not the most popular program through YSS, which is Kids Club, and Tori McKay is here.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Yes, thank you. Happy to be here.
Sometimes we try to, well, it depends when we get together.
Yeah, that's right.
The big thing for Kids Club, this is probably one of the faster growing and mm-hmm. one of the bigger programs that YSS facilitates. You serve as a coordinator now.
Yes, I do. I am our Boone County coordinator, so I help oversee kind of our Boone County sites. So we have Boone, Ogden, Madrid, and then United. But yes, being back in as a site supervisor, I'm mainly back at Boone a little bit.
Temporary.
Yes, temporarily.
Okay, we'll do that. Again, you've had the program itself, or Kids Club for listeners, really started out many years ago. I'm thinking a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been around a while.
But started out as a way to, deal with some after-school issues, kids having an opportunity after school. And then we did some before school, and then we've done summer, which is a whole nother animal in itself. Mm-hmm. But it's busy. It's year-round program.
Yep, it is year-round program. So we do the before and after-school program. We're getting into the holidays, so we offer care all day on some of those no school days, so we're open from 6:30 in the morning to 6 at night for family on days that there's no mm-hmm. school. So as we get into the couple Thanksgiving days and then winter break coming up, so we're there.
And you'll have snow days like this.
And
school.
We'll have snow days, yep. Yep.
You got all kinds of things. Let's talk a little bit about, again, Kids Club itself. A lot of people will say, oh, it's just kind of like a child care service, thing like that. It isn't. You guys have, summer's a whole different thing. We'll talk about that. But during school, you really have a curriculum.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, this is, we don't just throw this together, folks.
We don't. That's, chatted about that. Some people think you just come in and play with kids, but there is a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into our program. We do have a curriculum that we follow year-round, so we have 5 curriculum areas that we cover. We do a prevention curriculum, being part of YSS, so we talk about, just awareness of challenges that kids are faced with nowadays. So we go through a prevention curriculum. We have a daily schedule that we follow every day. We chatted a little bit about America Reads, America Counts tutors. Mm-hmm. So we do have tutors in our program as well to help kids with math, reading, literacy, those kinds of things after school. So we do also have a designated homework and reading time that we've been doing that has actually been going very well. So we have about 20 minutes each afternoon where we just sit down and read or work on some worksheets. Very nice to have the tutors there during that time as well.
Do you get some high school kids to still come and help with things
Once in a while. Yeah. So we do actually at Boone, we have 2 high school students as part-time assistants. So that has been nice to just kind of get them the experience. Anybody that wants to go into education or looking at working with kids, we're very much a training program, mm-hmm. Between high school students and then college students that are going into the field. So I think our program is a really nice stepping stone for them just to kind of get experience. Having the site supervisors and myself, who do have... Mm-hmm. I think about it now. I've worked with kids for 15, 16 years, so that's kind of crazy. So I do have a lot of knowledge and experience to share with them as well. So,
do you have some that'll come to you and say, I was in Kids Club?
Are starting to have that. I know Nicole Schroer, our Kids Club manager, she's been around Kids Club for quite a while, and we have a couple of part-time staff that are now hired on with us that did, they were part of our program when they were in school, so that's always fun to see.
Well, it's good that they want to come back.
Yeah, that's right.
If they had a good experience with it,
do our Kids Club Olympics in the summertime where all 9 of our Kids Club sites get together, and we actually had a couple kids that wanted to come back and volunteer that were, they aged out of the program,
sure.
But they might be in like 7th, 8th, 9th grade. So we actually had a couple of kid volunteers that were back at Kids Club Olympics this summer. So that was really fun to have them around.
Well, one thing in the month of October, we had lights on. It's a lights on thing. And this is an annual tradition for all Kids Club.
Yeah. So in October, we celebrate lights on, which is... It's a project put on by the After School Alliance, and it is a national celebration, just kind of raising awareness of after school programs all over the United States and kind of the importance of our programs to children, families, to the communities. So October has been very busy. All of our Kids Club sites hold an open house where the kids get to play in games. We serve a meal. We visit. All of our site supervisors have been going to, yes, city council meetings, school board meetings. So, October has been very busy. Friday, we had Ogden, so that was our last one. So I am celebrating that all of those events and meetings are over. But all of them were great. We had great participation from families, and it's always fun to see.
Because the families come out. It is a big part of it.
Yep. And even Boone's, we had grandparents, we had kids inviting some friends. So it wasn't necessarily just our kids, but they're able to bring grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, anybody kind of from around the community. So it's always fun to get everybody together.
I know one of the things when you get going with it, at least in the before and after school, pretty well you're able to handle a lot of the people you want. Sometimes you get a little waiting list.
Yes.
Again, just depends on what people are looking for, because not everybody needs help every day.
Yep, exactly. And right now, I actually just had a recent inquiry of somebody just looking for drop-in care. In 2020, shortly after the COVID pandemic, we kind of did away with the drop-in care a little bit, but it is back. It is an option for families. So if it's like a Tuesday and mom has a meeting, you can call us up if your child's on our drop-in list, and we can let you know if we have space for them. Normally we do, on just a here and there kind of basis. Our full-time spots at Boone are full, but we do can put families on drop-in or possibly look at part-time. Mm-hmm. Our before school program, we normally always have room there. Yeah. Boone has one of the larger before school programs. So we have about 20 kids on our enrollment in the morning, kind of average around 15 in the morning. So we normally do a little activity with them and some free choice and get them on the buses or out to the playground to breakfast and stuff. So
Ogden's been going for a while now.
Yes.
I know they like Ethan over there now.
Yep. We have a wonderful site supervisor, Ethan, over there. And it's nice because his wife's family is actually from the community. So it's almost such a benefit to have, somebody that actually is in the community running the program, getting to know the school district and stuff. So,
okay. And Madrid's relatively new.
Yep. And they're still hanging over there in Madrid. They do have spots open, so if any families over there in
Madrid.
A lot
of it is just people learning about the program.
Yes, yep, and that's what we've kind of done here in October, is just raising awareness of our program. Some people in the communities aren't even aware that, that we are an option. So just raising awareness and talking about our program. So, and then United is our other one.
That's the most recent one of our newer ones.
Yep, we took that over from the school district, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think the board asked a couple of years ago.
Yep, I think we're coming up on around 2 years. Yep. So United is a kind of a special program because we did grandfather in preschool care out there, where all of our other sites are kindergarten through sixth grade, but we did kind of take over their preschool program out there. United is our main site that has a wait list right now because we are looking for some part-time staff. So if you know anybody interested working with kids before or after school, then you could send them our way. They typically break into three spaces out there because they have a preschool space and then kindergarten and first grade and then second and up. But right now the preschool and the kindergartners are together, and then we have a separate space. So
if we get the people, we can do this.
Yep, that's right.
That's a big thing too. Has that been how much of a challenge has that been for you guys? I mean, I know YSS and many other agencies, it's hard getting people, staff, that are willing to stay.
Yes. Yep. Right now, staffing, it's an ongoing challenge. It has been, and I don't foresee it getting too much. I mean, we hope that it gets better, but we're very lucky to have an admin team of four of us, including myself, but we are short-staffed kind of generally around, so we step in, days that we get call-ins, especially getting into cold and flu season. Yeah. That can be a challenge. But yes, we have a great admin team. I feel like we pop all over that we're needed to help cover holes. And we're in ratio and doing the things that all the other staff members are doing, too.
Got to keep up. Well, those are the, I mean, that's the one thing too. And one of the things I've always said, people want to have quality personnel that are working with their children.
Yep.
At the same time, it's really hard to keep those positions filled.
Yep. Yep. And we have, I mean, a lot of our assistant staff, we do have a couple of high schoolers, like mm-hmm. I said. It proposes a little bit of challenge just because, like here in Boone, like our high schoolers don't get to us then until 3:30, but sure. We get our Ledges kids at 2:50, so it's kind of, we have to have a couple there, and then by the time the Franklin kids come in, then those high schoolers are there, so it is kind of a challenge, but like I said, we're happy to have them and kind of get them that experience in the field they want to work in. So.
Tori says one of the big things was, I don't have to move.
Yes, yes.
Well, after... So for so many years, the program during the year was at Page.
Yep.
Now moved out to the Ledges. But yep. The summer's been at Franklin. We're still going to see how that works.
Yep. So we did. I said, if I never have to move another kids club site again, I will be a happy lady. We moved because they had some work to do in Page over the summertime, getting prepped to move over to Ledges. So they asked us to move to Franklin. So we had to move everything out of Page over to Franklin in May. And then we were housed at Franklin the summer, which worked out great. I mean, the biggest adjustment for us was our cost of busing, because normally we were able to walk a lot of places being centrally located at Page, but Franklin's a little bit farther out there, but we survived. We
and
made
Ledges
it.
Ledges is a lot further.
Yes, and now, yes, that'll be kind of looking at what that looks like, but yeah, then we moved from Franklin over to Ledges. We are very happy to be housed at Ledges. It's a beautiful space. Changes for everybody, you know, and we're a couple months into program and we're still making little adjustments and learning things. So, but we're very happy to be there. And yes, I hope we just get to stay there.
Well, and a lot of the kids that you get are coming right from that.
Yeah, so. We do. And, you know, we've had this talk about Boone and the need of childcare. We get about 22 kids off of the Franklin bus. So we have had a little bit of chatter about possibly running two locations, one at Ledges for the younger children and one over at Franklin. But again, we need staff. We need funds. It's pretty much we have to have site supervisors at each location, being DHS certified sites. So we can't have one site supervisor running both. It is technically a whole new startup and stuff like that. But we've talked about it. The need is there in Boone that we could possibly expand our program. So
keep working at it.
Possibly.
Again, it's all about personnel related and stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, people need to understand. Yes, it is a certified program. You guys, I mean, we talked about curriculum and things like that you follow along, but you do have, there's guidelines in place, and YSS has always been pretty particular about being able to meet those guidelines.
Yeah, so we're, all of our sites are DHS licensed centers, so we have a whole handbook of, you know, guidelines and regulations that we have to follow. We have a consultant that comes out to our program every year, typically in March, for our Boone sites here, and he digs into our files and binders and looks around sites and makes sure that we're doing everything that we're supposed to be doing. And then also all of our staff have to go through about 15 hours of training when they first start. We have a 12-hour training that they do, plus first aid, CPR, mandatory reporter, and universal precautions. So we're not just throwing people out there to work with kids. We have a lot that goes in behind the scenes on
just,
it.
It's not, you just don't walk in off the street and do it.
No.
And you do get some people that come to volunteer
for
different things.
Yep. I mean, and YSS being the big, you know, organization that it is, we do pull in a variety of different volunteers, so it is always an option for anybody that's interesting. We have a volunteer coordinator at YSS, so she kind of gets people in the door and then
gets them lined up, make sure they meet the qualifications.
And then they kind of send them out to us. So, it's always nice to have volunteers in the program as well.
People that are interested, you can check that out.
Yes. Too. Yep.
Let's go to the one who I have been avoiding so far. Summer.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, decided we were going to do summer programming. Actually, several years ago now that I think about it. It is, and you've already have people making contact about, what's coming up for next summer, get my name on a list, whatever. They're already starting.
Yep.
Not even Christmas.
Yep. I have a wait list I already started for summer. So definitely if you're interested in summer care, I would get on a list at any of our programs right now. It is not too early. I can guarantee you all of our sites have been getting inquiries already about summertime. So it seems like we barely get through fall registration, and sometimes even fall registration's rolling in, summer registrations are rolling in right behind it. So,
wow.
So no, it's never too early.
Well, and you've, a lot of it is because if you have working couples, they're looking.
Yep.
What am I going to do in the summer?
Yep. And I have had, we have in the past, some parents that work from home, they don't want their child sitting at home all day just watching TV and playing on their iPad, So even if mom or dad's working from home, we have the part-time option for families as well, just to get them, socializing and back, a little bit on a routine instead of just being at home all summer looking at their tablets.
Especially if you're going to be going to school next year.
Yes,
keep up that.
Kind of keep it, keep a little routine and structure a little bit throughout the summer. So.
I don't know about some, but I know some that the big challenge was it was hard to work at home with somebody that was at that age.
Yes,
that
would, and we've had a couple. I had one that actually took their child down into drop-in, and she's kind of inquiring again, like, hey, kind of hard having him home after school every day now. So our program is used in a variety of ways by parents.
You try to stay flexible.
Yes.
For parents.
Yep. Very flexible. Yep. And we still have the sliding fee scale. So it's based on household income and your family size. So we try to keep our program as affordable as possible for families. Mm-hmm. We had some grant dollars come in not too long ago. So that's been nice. We had a couple families that we were able to help with their tuition costs throughout the year. Scholarship money. Yep. Yeah. So that's always great. We have the holiday giving program coming up, which is always an amazing time at YSS as well as Kids Club. We get to nominate some of our families, and then myself and other site supervisors kind of get to play Santa Claus and pick up the gifts and deliver them to families. So,
tell us a little bit about that, because that's not far away.
No, it's not. We've actually already done our nominations or put in our families for the program. So it's an adopt-a-family program. So we get to nominate some of our families at Kids Club, and then other people from the community adopt them, purchase the gifts, mm-hmm. and then we get to help deliver them to families.
So, and does that just go, is it like an angel tree thing, or how do they adopt them?
They actually have a couple of different options, because they will put out, which I believe like very, very soon, if not already out, there's a link sent out so that anybody that feels that they want to help a family in need during the holiday, they can adopt the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some guidelines. The families fill out a little paper that has a little bit of information about their kids, kind of wants and needs of things. They can adopt the family. And then we do also have, in addition to this program, the holiday, the YSS trees that are out with the gift tags on them. Kids Club does have tags on them, so as well as other programs with YSS. So you'll start to find
those. The challenge would be
those.
Once we get to young adults, the teens. There is a group, too. That's another group. They don't quite meet it into the Kids Club part.
Yep. And it is nice with the holiday giving program, even if we have a younger sibling in our program, all of the siblings are actually able to be included into mm-hmm. that adopt-a-family holiday giving. So,
do you nominate some for Shop with a Cop? I guess. I don't know.
We haven't participated with that as much. I do mm-hmm. know that some of our families participate in that as well.
So it's one of the things there.
Yep.
All right. You mentioned sliding fee scale. I know that's one of the many things that are there. If people want to find out about Kids Club, maybe set up a reserve a space for summer.
Yep.
Find out more about volunteering, things like that. Best way to go about doing that.
Yep. So you can check out our website, yss.org. Like YSS is a large organization, but all of the details are on there. All of our sites do have phone numbers and contact information on the website as well. Email is the best way to get a hold of any of the specific site supervisor at specific sites if you want to inquire and have any specific inquiries or questions. But everything is on yss.org. You can find all the information there.
Busy program, busy.
Busy time.
Still have, again, the hard part is keeping enough staffing to be able to, again, help with everybody's
children. We are very thankful for our staff that we do have. We have a lot of staff that stay with us through their college years, so that's always fun to see that they enjoy working for us, you know, and then we kind of let them graduate and move on once they graduate from college. So it's always nice to have, we're very appreciative of all of our staff members.
So Tori McKay, coordinator, Boone County coordinator, but you've got, just four programs here in Boone County.
Correct.
There's nine altogether.
Yep, nine altogether. So Gilbert runs two programs. Yeah. So they have an elementary and then the intermediate school. Roland Story, Ballard, and then Colonesco is our newest site that we just opened in the fall. So
very popular.
We are growing.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.